So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies.
Hey everyone, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Rebecca Michelson and her character arc. I do have a guest with me today. My guest name is Finn, and Finn is currently writing a fanfic. It starts out saving Klaus from the Hollow and dealing with the aftermath of that differently. It is going to be a slow burn Klaus and Caroline love story with a rewrite of Legacies. The link will be in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my link tree. We are going to be talking about Rebecca Michelson and her character arc. I do apologize. I am losing my voice.
Everyone meet Finn.
Hi.
What's your opinion of Rebecca?
I mean, gotta love a girl boss. my opinion of Rebecca.
Is she a character that you like, or?
Well, I do very, very, very much love Rebecca. She's not my favorite character, but I do love her.
She's, I feel the same way. I love her, but she's not one of my top three, at least.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I feel that. So we first see Rebecca in season 3, episode 3, The End of the Affair. We don't know who she is yet. We just think she's Stefan's love interest at first, back in the 1920s. I really like that episode. I really like anything 1920s vibes.
Yeah, for me, what I mostly love about the way that they establish Rebecca is they establish her as the hopeless romantic that she is, but also as someone who's really good at telling if people are lying or not.
Yes.
And I really, really love that.
It's very interesting that they establish her as like almost borderline supernatural, but then you see that Klaus never trusts her opinion ever afterwards. But there are still cases where she is correct, like in the originals where they there's like an episode where the four witches from the Harvest Girls or whatever, I mean, the Harvest Girls are like taken by the ancestors, and she's like, well, where did that magic go? And everybody's like, oh no, it's fine. And she's just like, no, like, I know that it's not fine. And like, she just always, like, there's other moments where her instincts are right, but like,
that's true.
Her brother never trusts her.
Uh-huh.
And it just like baffles me a little bit, but Klaus is just Klaus.
Yeah, I mean, I have my own theories as to why he doesn't trust her, but those are just theories. But pretty baffling that she's good gut, but people don't seem to trust it. I think that's a bit of a parallel that she has with Colt.
And he literally says, like, her instincts are borderline supernatural.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm like, what? So how come you don't let her date anybody that she wants to date?
I mean, her boyfriend did get him into psychosis for 50 years. The Hunter's Curse. When she fell in love with the Hunter. And they tried to kill all of them, after which she was, like, cursed for 50 years.
That was one. One.
Yeah. It's probably, like, paired with the protective big brother and then paranoia dialed to 1,000.
True, true.
I'm not saying it's good. Just, I think that's how it came to be.
And I think you're correct, absolutely. I think Rebecca, she really comes off in the beginning as well. She seems like spoiled and jealous and very bratty.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, she's so bratty. I love it. But like, that's not her actual core personality. Yeah.
No, I think that she's really just looking to be loved deep down, which, I mean, who isn't, I guess?
And yeah, like consistently her motivation.
Yeah, totally. First of all, her mother's dead, and that's like somebody that she really loved. And she does love her family, but she constantly gets betrayed by them by being daggered and whatnot. She was, if they don't like, or whatever the situation may be, but she's always put on the back burner and isn't allowed to even date, really.
Yeah, I actually think it's really interesting that you bring up her mother, because, like, personally, I'd really wish that they dug in a little bit more into the different siblings. Their feelings about, well, the fact that Klaus killed their mother. And I imagine that, especially for Rebecca, it was like a unique situation as the only girl amongst them.
Yes, especially, well, I mean, obviously she's not the only girl, but she's the only girl that they. Yes. I think so too. And I think that she really wanted her mother's love. She was really like heartbroken when she found out that it was Klaus and not Michael, because she was like, oh, like I've been protecting this guy who took away the one thing that I really needed. As a young girl, you do need your mother,
Yeah.
I think, especially at that age. And after, I'm sure after being a vampire.
I'm just really curious about that relationship that she might have had with her mother, 'cause well, growing up, she probably had like a fairly typical mother-daughter relationship with her mom.
Yeah, she says, I
But
remember back then, she says to Klaus, like, I remember when mom used to braid my hair and put flowers in it. And she
I
had.
wonder how that changed after they turned her kids into vampires. 'Cause
Yeah, I don't know that
Rebecca
she
has
was alive
repeatedly
very
shown to
long
like
enough.
hate that she is a vampire, and her mom did that to her.
Yeah.
I wonder how
I
that might
think.
have impacted her.
I'm not sure, but I do think that she. I think that missing her mother kind of overpowered that at the moment, because, like, she wasn't really a vampire very long while her mother was alive, I think. That's the
True.
way it seems, at least. I don't know. Because Klaus kind of kills her after the his curse gets ruined, they make it seem like. So she's not really there through much of the vampirism. And then when she comes back, like, she's really like happy that she's there, and
Yeah,
she
it's so
seems,
cute to see.
yeah, like Elijah's very not trusting of it. Klaus is like kind of skeptical as well. Like, I just killed you and I dagger them for years and you're just gonna forgive me. But she just seemed genuinely like, I'm happy to have my mom back.
And then her mom betrays her.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
so
then again,
sad.
her, dude, Esther, imagine having Esther as a mother. Do you know who's worse, Esther or Michael? Honestly, I think Esther is.
Ooh, that's a whole different debate. Like, holy shit.
Totally.
Those two are, oh.
They're a pair for sure. They belong together.
That's for sure.
And we see Rebecca go through all these romantic relationships over and over. Who would you say is your favorite pairing for Rebecca?
Wait, so we obviously see her with Marcel. We also see her with Matt. Is there anyone else we explicitly saw her
Stefan.
with? Stefan, right there. Oh my god, how could I forget that?
She's the first one we see with. We obviously see her with like other people, but they don't really matter. Like Emil.
I think out of those three, I actually.
And she hooks up with Damon, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't really count. I actually see her most with Stefan, I think. Because
Yeah.
with Marcel, like, not digging into the whole aunt nephew debate.
Yeah, me neither, but
the like Marcel is shown to be a very ambitious man, and to like go after the things that he wants, which in a way I think matches Rebecca really well when she's something he wants. But Marcel also loves being a vampire while she doesn't, which so it's like in general I like them as a couple, but I think there are some like fundamental issues that
yeah, but I think that
I
that's
don't
okay.
love for her.
Yeah, but see, like, if she plans to die anyways, I think that's a him problem. If she plans to take the cure and be human, the only thing is, like, they wouldn't be able to have their own biological children.
I'm just like summing up my ideas on the different pairings. And like with Matt, I think it was very cute. Them in a way, I think in a way it was very cute that she like fell for the boy next door, so to say.
Yeah.
But other than for like a fun summer, they obviously weren't really into it for a real relationship. But then with Stefan, you have like they met when he was like in his Ripper era, I guess.
Yep.
But I think just looking at Stefan as a character who's like a very quote unquote humane vampire, I think they could have made for a really cute couple, because you also see like the pseudo dates that they have at the school where Stefan's actually trying to get the dagger from her. But in the end, they do have a really cute date, and
Yeah.
I think with Stefan, when he's not in his Ripper era, she could have been the girl that she wanted to be, And when he is in his Ripper era, I mean, she does also indulge in vampiric shit, so they can keep pace with each other.
They can have the best of both worlds, but I mean, I guess I do like that Stefan and her, like, they both want the same things out of life. They want humanity, and they want, they're both, like, that's something that Rebecca deeply craves, and that's, like, another mother, like, that's why I think she loves her mother so much. She wants children. She wants the human experience.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I've lived on this earth for 1,000 years, but I've never, the only thing that I've ever wanted, I can't have.
Yeah. She really craves, like, specifically the human experience. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and I feel so deeply for her because, like, I could never imagine not being able to have a child, and I feel deeply for anybody who cannot, and that's, she didn't choose this life, and she says that to Marcel, I didn't choose this life, like, you did, and that's what makes you a better vampire, and that's what, because he's like, well, we can see, we can see dynasties fall and rise and all those things, and she's like, well, I didn't ask for this.
What would I care about those dumb dynasties? I want kids.
But I will, and I think that her and Matt, I think that she makes Matt more interesting because I hate him, honestly.
Poor Matt.
I know. He gets so much hate. And he starts out okay, but he just becomes, like, whiny and just too much towards the end. And I don't want to hate him, but I do.
Okay, fair.
But Marcel, I think that her and Marcel are perfect for each other. And I get what you're saying, I think. Well, at least I think I do. About, like, how when he chooses her, because he does kind of, like, go back and forth to the city, but I think that's just, like, a distraction for him. And I think he struggles a lot with fitting in with the Michelsons or, like, being who he is. And I think that's, like, part of the theme for him. But I think, I think that they are perfect for each other. And they both, like, dealt with Klaus, like, controlling them, and they both have similarities.
Mm-hmm.
And they choose each other over and over. They, like, take time, grow, and they respect that. They're not like, oh, you're an asshole because you didn't come with me. They're like, oh, I respect your choice and I respect who you are. He was like, I'm happy that you got to have hope. I was so happy when I heard that for you. And I love that about, I just love them. I know that there's a lot of controversy about them.
There is, yeah.
And I do not agree with child grooming in any way. But I do not think we don't even know if she was daggered the whole time. They could have had, like, 2 interactions and then been daggered for 10 years. You know what I mean?
It's very vague how much she actually interacted with him as a child, but, like, she doesn't meet him as a child. So, like, I also get where the grooming arguments come from, but, like, that's not the point of their relationship. So let's not.
And it's a fake vampire show, guys.
Yeah. The only thing I do wonder about her relationship with Marcel. Like, Marcel very much did grow up in Klaus's image, who also grew up in Michael's image. So I do sometimes wonder how much of her being with Marcel is, like, they all often say that when you have, like, childhood issues, that you often look for the nightmare of your youth in your partner.
That's true.
And sometimes I do wonder how much she's actually looking for those childhood dynamics that she had in Marcel.
Possibly.
There are going to be similarities, right? There are similarities between those three men. So,
however, though, I think that Marcel is not like Michael and Klaus.
No.
I think that where he's different is where it matters, because, like, he won't harm children.
Yeah, that's true. He's like, he has a very strong moral code.
He's very moral, where they are not. They have no morals, especially when it comes to children. And Klaus is very, I mean, I think Marcel is the only person that ever treats her fairly, honestly. I think that he treats her better than Klaus or Michael ever did. He is always
definitely.
He is always like, I remember, like, in the first season, she's like, well, I was daggered in a box for 90 years. That's why I didn't come back. And he's like, well, yeah, that's Klaus. Like, that's what they're doing. And also in the 5th season, she's just like, he says something to her, like, if you for a sec, or the 4th season, I think, like, when he becomes the beast, like, the upgraded original, and he's just like, if you think for a second that I would ever hurt you, you're confusing me with Klaus.
Good line.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like that for her. And I think that's like what she needs, somebody who chooses her and somebody, and I know he chooses the city. Mm-hmm. I think ultimately he even says to her in the end, like, I thought I could choose when to love you and I would run back to the arms of the city, but like, I can't choose. I was fooling myself. Like, it's always been you.
Okay. I do have a question in this case, since you like them, Marcel, better for, like, what in the dynamic between Marcel and Rebecca do you think wouldn't be between Stefan and Rebecca?
True love.
True love's bullshit.
I think that Rebecca, like, see, Marcel would never have done what Stefan did and just, like, teamed up to, like, dagger her. Like, yes, he was the reason that she got daggered, like, a few times, but he literally went to the army to try to, like, find somebody to stop Klaus so he could have her back. Like, he would never be on Klaus's side to harm Rebecca, ever.
Yeah.
Like he did with Elijah. He had no problem, like, having Klaus dagger Elijah, but he would never do that to Rebecca. Hmm. And I think that Stefan would, because he has.
Well, yeah, he also forgot about any romantic involvement with her. But I think that's a fair point, yeah, that he does consistently not harm Rebecca. Feels like an odd sentence, but...
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, Stefan, I think that he's just so still in love with Elena throughout the whole series. And never truly gets over her, but that's a whole different topic.
Yeah. I feel a bit bad because, like, we're talking about Rebecca and we end up talking a whole lot also about the men in her life. Like,
I know. They have a big influence on her, but yes, I know, you're right. But I think this is what makes her who she is, like, because she's surrounded by her brothers so often and she just wants to be loved, and these are the people that she...
And because she's such a hopeless romantic.
Yes, she loves too easily. And they say that. She says it. She's like, laugh at the girl who loved too easily. That's literally just what she's looking for. And I feel so deeply for her. She's looking from her mother, her father, her brothers, anybody that will show her affection. And you see that when she becomes, like, she's in high school and Elena's like, she has a new set of rules. She makes Elena as a friend. And then we have Elena daggering her in the back.
Yeah, so sad.
I feel so bad for her, honestly.
What I'm also curious about, like, often in the fandom, well, often I see it regularly, not that often, is people talk about how Rebecca, quote-unquote, wants to be human, but how she very much behaves like a vampire and that she wouldn't make for a good human.
Well, yeah, because we have, like, at the prom, Matt says that to her. He says, you don't deserve to be loved. Says or something like that to her, and it's, like, fucked up.
But, like, how do you see those two sides of her?
Like, what do you mean?
So we have, like, the girl who...
Like, the vampire.
Basically hardened and is a good is good at being a vampire and embraces it in all its gory shit, but in the end also just wants to be human.
Well, I don't think she started out that way, and I think she even... That's one of her lines, too, is that, like, we weren't monsters. Like, you guys made us monsters. And I think that if she was a human without her vampirism, I think that she would be better off, because first of all, that's what she wants and craves. Uh-huh. And second of all, it's like how she... I think that, like, the vampire... Like, when you see people turn into a vampire, they change. So, like, and they have a darkness that they didn't have before. And I think that without that darkness, she would be a great human. I think she cares deeply about the people she loves. I think she's a very good person deep down. I think she just struggles with the monster side of her, and she gives into it because she has no choice. She's an original. Uh-huh. Even if she staked herself, other than the white oak, there's not much of that.
Yeah, it's kind
of
kill or be killed for the love of her life.
She's also a really solid girl's girl through and through. I know she's a mean girl, but she's a girl's girl. She, like, the casket girls and the... She makes friends with a lot of females. She's friends with, like, April.
Yeah, she regularly sticks up for girls just because, like, girls gotta stick together.
Yes, and I love that about her as well. And she, but girls are mean, and like when you're like Elena Daggett, her Caroline is a mean girl, and Caroline's super mean. But then you see her like kidnapping Elena and Caroline and Stefan and making them spill secrets. So she does have the meanness in her. And I don't know if that was like controlled by her vampirism or not, but that was like a jealous, that was insecurities, I think, honestly.
Well, I think it's also important to remember that Rebecca was turned at like 17-ish, I think.
Yeah, that's like, so... one of, like 17, and that's one of my arguments that I say, like with the Marcel thing. And I know like 10 and 16 is still a big difference, but I'm like, really, she's like frozen as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, she like at 16, 17, like that age as a girl is so almost volatile, right? Like you're nearing adulthood, but you're still so caught up in all of the factors in your life. Like, how do I behave for these sort of things? How do I handle these sorts of situations? And I think she remains in that quote unquote volatile state of mind.
Yeah, hormones are wild at that time. I agree. I think that you are absolutely correct. And I think that that's got to be something hard to manage. Like, that, I don't know how that works in the vampire. Like, every vampire show has its own, like, rules. But in this one, it's like, as long as you have a healthy diet and your feet, like, you're feeding, mm-hmm. like, your body functions normally. So, like, is it just frozen with, like, a rage of hormones constantly? Like, that's, like, as a 16-year-old, 17-year-old girl?
Uh-huh. I imagine it is, yeah. And that's also why I find her, like, it's pretty subtle, but, like, her emotional arc in the originals, where she, like, we meet her in the Vampire Diaries as this very much teenage-behaving girl who just has a lot of life experience. But then in the originals, like, she gradually, I think, becomes more mature. Like, if you compare the end of the originals, Rebecca, to start of the originals or the Vampire Diaries original, that's, like, a more mature woman, I think, right?
Yeah, even in the last, like, one of the episodes she's in Legacies, mm-hmm. she's with Hope, and, like, Hope has her humanity off, and she's just, like, she's, like, I've, like, it's the same line I said before, but I didn't add this part. She was, like, 1,000 years, she's, like, I lived 1,000 years, and the only thing I didn't have was, like, was being a human, and if I could give you the cure, like, I would give it to you. And you see where she, like, puts other people's needs over her own, and she's loving, and she cares about Hope, and she feels sorry for Hope, what uh-huh. she's going through, and she's trying, she doesn't seem, like, insecure. She seems very aware of herself and what, and I think that's because at that point, she's now married to Marcel, and she's just, I think she finally got the love that she's always been searching for. And I think, like, slowly you see that happen more and more in the originals.
I also think, like, while she's out in the world by herself, she learns more and loves herself as well. But Marcel always loved her too.
Yeah, personally, also think in part it's because she spent, like, several months as a human, right? Because, like, yeah. she wasn't that witch's body.
I'm so happy for her that she got that.
Uh-huh. But, like, I personally, in my own head, little headcanon, I actually think that both her and Cole, due to their time as humans, were able to, like, mentally mature a little bit.
I agree with this because they don't remember what it was like. They've been a vampire for 1,000 years. They were both children when they were turned, like, pretty much. Like, he couldn't have been much older than her.
Yeah, no, it was, like, only a year or so older than her, so, like...
Yeah, I would say 17, 18. That's maybe 19. Yeah. I don't know why. They never
something
really...
around that age.
Yeah. I don't think they give you an age for any of them, honestly.
No exact ages are given. Like, it's all speculation.
Yeah, but they got to be both teenagers at some level.
Yeah, yeah, definitely below 20.
That's why he's, like, so wild. Also, he likes thrills. He likes thrills, and he lost that when he lost his magic. But mm-hmm. I think him being a human, he remembered, like, that's why he was able to have a relationship with Davina as a human.
Yeah.
And then to become, like, that's when they both kind of started wanting their own separate lives, too. Like, really standing up for it and taking it.
Yeah, like, for the first time in 1,000 years, she got to experience that. For one, like, the emotions not being heightened. And for two, like, just actual womanhood. Like,
totally.
So yeah. I think that was, like, great for her character development.
I know. I think so too. And I think that did, I think that helped both of them, honestly, because I think they both like needed that because they were the youngest when turned.
Yeah, Cole would have not been able to like fall in love and have his relationship with Davina if he hadn't been human at the time.
No, that's really why he never did before either. And I think that, and he always wanted a separate, like, he didn't want to be with the Michelsons, but it wasn't for love. It was for power. It was, I'm going to stay here and I think I'll make myself the mayor, he says.
And yeah, Cole was a rambunctious little shit.
He was. But I love that you, like, that was an interesting take because I feel the same way. And it was great that you brought that up. I like when you first see her as a human with her and Klaus and how, like, you see Klaus's humanity towards her as, like, mm-hmm. a child. And, like, and how she always brings up references, how she remembers her brother, how he used to be.
It's the so cute human. And heartbreaking.
It is. It's adorable. And to see where they are now. But then when he hands over Hope, he's like, despite our differences, there's nobody else that I would trust with my daughter.
Yeah, like you also have the episode where Klaus called it like the trial of Rebecca Michelson, like where they're stuck in the cemetery and he's like being a little bitch to her and she's being a little bitch back. And I always really, really love that episode. It always catches me off guard how much I love that episode because it's siblings who deeply love each other, who also went through deeply fucked up shit, coming to terms with those two both existing.
Yes. I love that scene too. She's like, oh, his ego's in check.
Yeah, class is still working. Still a megalomaniac or whatever it's called.
It's pretty funny. And she's just like, and then she calls him Michael and he's like about to just like kill her. But even when he goes to kill her, he, like, can't kill her.
Uh-huh.
He misses, or he was never going to in the first place.
But... Yeah, when it comes to his family, Klaus is very much a dog who barks and doesn't bite.
Totally. I mean, he'll dagger them, but not uh-huh. kill them.
Yeah, and in that sense, Rebecca, I think, is a little bit different from Klaus. Because, Rebecca has shown repeatedly to, like, love her family to a fault and, like... choose their happiness over her own because like she sticks with Klaus right under his terrorizing rule but yeah. What you also see with Rebecca is that she will not take injustice lying down, like even as a human, like whenever there is something that Rebecca sees that is injustice, even if she can't immediately fight back, there she will reach a point where she's like, no, enough is enough. And as a human, that was like as a child where she wanted to kill Michael in his sleep. And as a vampire, it was when Klaus refused to let her be with Marcel because like he'd killed hundreds of her lovers already and even Marcel was not good enough. So like she doesn't take shit lying down.
Yeah, totally. And eventually he is good enough and I think it was...
Then the whole stuff happens and yeah.
It was definitely to protect her, but, like, it was just, she just, because in the end, he was like, yeah, my right-hand man and my loving sister, like, I want them to be happy together. They've been sneaking around my back, but I give him my blessing, and then Michael is already coming.
Yeah, it was too late at that point.
I'm like, geez, timing is not your strong suit, huh?
Yeah, no, it's really not a strong suit. But,
And I think, like, I think that, like, when she does have Hope as well, I think that's part of, like, that really, like, helps her character development. Because mm-hmm. she gets a chance to be a mother and see what it is to, like, protect a baby and see a baby grow. And she gets everything that she's wanted. And there's a reason that she craves that.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. She doesn't let people go. And she doesn't let, like, she stands up for what she thinks is wrong.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not in the best, like, manners. Like, with when Klaus is in Tyler Lockwood's body and saves Caroline, but it's like, oh, keep him going, little sister. And she comes back and just, like, destroys
Elise. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
She's like, I've stuck with you forever. Like, not Elijah, not Finn, not Cole, me. Uh-huh. Like, here's your precious family. and she was really just hurt.
Yeah, I think that might also be, again, born from that, like, teenage brain, so to say. Like, she takes so much shit, and then she just reaches a boiling point, and it, like, all comes bursting out. And that's either by...
Yeah,
wreaking havoc on the on class's plans, or actually going for murder, like,
because she's like, I would choose you every time, but you don't fucking choose me, and I think that's where it comes from. And then she's a teenager, so she can't, like, she's not using, like, an adult.
Handling those emotions is difficult.
Definitely. And they even say, like, she has a worse temper than Klaus, like, a bunch. Then she walks in and she sees Haley for the first time. And I love that her and Haley, like, click right away. And obviously it's because of them as mermaids. But I really just love that they just click. And, she, like, every woman character that you see, like, especially in the originals, like, Cammy, she's like, oh, I really like you. Most women are, like, twits or something, she says. But she's just, like, very supportive of women. And I will always love that characteristic about her.
Actually, like, what you say about Haley too, like, Haley was also very much a person who was just, like, looking for her place to belong. So I think with a character as Rebecca, who's like, all girls stick together and belong together, I think that's why those two characters matched, so to say.
They didn't even have scenes in the Vampire Diaries, but I wish they did. I always wonder, is Claire Holt the reason that Phoebe Tonkin got that role? Because obviously of their history, and they were really good friends. But they don't have any scenes in the Vampire Diaries, and I really wanted them to. That's really not relevant, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, I think those two being real life friends might have, like, played a role in it, but I also think that Haley was just, like, in a unique position where there was just enough unknown and just enough known for her to be able to be worked into that character.
Yeah, and I also think that I don't know if they were originally going to do the spinoff when they casted Haley, or if that came later.
I think that came later, because
I think so too, but I've never heard
the spinoff was, I think, born out of Klaus's popularity.
It was born off of, well, they kept him to the fourth season, so she doesn't come into the fourth season. So they already, but because they weren't going to keep him after the end of season three, like when Bonnie has him in, like, desiccated and Alaric's going to take the body, they weren't going to keep him there.
He was meant to die at the end of the season there.
So it wasn't until one of the other actors, I heard this Julie Plex said this in an interview, that when one of the other actors started saying, like, why are the originals getting so much screen time? And she's just like, have you seen them? They were, like, kind of jealous. And then she was, like, thinking about it and kind of was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to give them their own show. Like, they're that good. Like, we're going to do a spinoff.
They were good.
They were so good. They're great, honestly. And I'm not saying, like, anything about the other actors or actresses, but they're phenomenal. Obviously, like, look at Nina Dobrev. She played Catherine and Elena so amazingly.
That was genius of her.
One girl. The same actress. I'm like, I always forget.
Same.
So, like, I'm not saying anything about the acting. I'm just, that's what one of the other actors were like, hey. So what did you think of Maisie's portrayal of Rebecca?
Well, for one, I think she did a really good job. Like, I think that's my bottom line on it.
She was perfect, honestly.
Yeah, like, I think she must have studied, I think the name's Claire? Like, the original? Yeah. Claire's performance, because she takes over so much of Claire's performance, while also giving it something just a tiny bit more mellow. Like,
it's like witchy. It's like she's a human. Almost doesn't have heightened emotions, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like it's Rebecca's mannerism and logic and way of behaving, but just a little bit more grounded.
I would agree. And even her, like, chemistry with Marcel is very
good. It's all spot on.
It's awesome. And there's like a scene where she tells Marcel, like, in 1,000 years, I've never felt so vulnerable. And they're like, he stays there with her. And I love how he knows right away
that it's like, Rebecca.
That it's her. I love it so much.
Do you know her? Maybe.
I think I might.
Yeah, that was just like really well done.
I hate how my voice sounds right now. It's really like bothering me, but nothing about it.
I mean, I don't know what it usually sounds like, so to me it sounds like. Yeah,
well, I apologize to my audience because they do, but I guess.
I'm sure they can forgive their girls.
Hopefully.
I also thought that the body swap was like really like I loved that as a way to have Rebecca in the show without Claire having to be away from
her. Yes, because they were, and I was like, did they already think about doing this before she was leaving? Because like they did.
I wonder about that too.
They bring Finn and Caleb, like Vincent and Caleb and Esther into Cassie's body, and she's jumping in all kinds of bodies. And
yeah, well, I think they might have actually, because like season one is like a whirlwind of so many different plot points, and the plot of season two is set up in season one. So I do think they might have thought of that already beforehand.
Well, because I don't know when Claire Holt decided she wasn't going to, like, when she told them at least, because she had a 16-episode contract, so she only did the first 16 episodes, and then she was just, like, a guest star for the rest of the seasons, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they did it because she was leaving, and they knew that. That's why they brought in Freya.
Yeah, like, Freya was brought in because, like, one day needed a witch to help the originals.
I think that's why they got her a witch, too. Like, uh-huh. Because nobody else, like, it was getting hard for them to get a witch.
Yeah, if you keep making enemies of witches, witches don't tend to want to help you, you know?
Yeah. I also find it, like, I also am a little insulted by the fact that I feel like Rebecca is very underestimated and, like, looked at as weaker compared to her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were all turned at the same time. And I get that, like, maybe Klaus is stronger than all of them because he has his wolf side. Mm-hmm. But, like, Elijah and Cole and Finn, she's even, like, I know Finn's not out there much, but she's always looked like she's not as strong as them, which really bothers me because she's, like, a badass. And I think that she's pretty strong.
Well, for one, I think she has, like, very much inner strength. If you're talking about physical strength, though, like, that's something else. Fighting,
like, even just, like, fighting them, like, uh-huh. How, like, Elijah is, like, I'm not going to let you hurt our baby sister. And I get, like, that's probably, like, their big brothers protecting their little sisters, but I just think she can handle herself.
Well, she can definitely handle herself. I mean, she's an original vampire. But I...
Like, even, like, in the Vampire Diaries, he's, like, when he's protecting Elena, like... He goes, are you challenging me? And I'm just like, what? Like, is she not supposed to challenge you? You're her brother. Like, I think she would wreck you.
Well, I think that's, like, it's very unclear how strong vampires are when they're born, right? But I do think that your strength as a human influences how strong you are as a vampire. Because the most explicit example is Michael, like their father,
yes.
Who was like very much a disciplined warrior Viking man, and we see him wreck most people he encounters. So I do think that your strength as a human influences how strong you are as a vampire, which would probably make Rebecca physically weaker than her brothers.
I know, but she was strong then too. Like, she fought them as a human. She was ready to stab Michael. Like,
yeah, like she absolutely is a boss. She can absolutely handle herself.
I just feel like they womanize like her a little bit sometimes.
Yeah,
especially with her brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm wondering how much of that is like. I doubt much of that is like. Oh, it's because she's a girl. And I think it's more because she's their baby sister, right?
But like sister implies the word girl, I think.
It's like the protective older sibling, right? Like
they're not like that to Cole, and he's roughly her same age.
Well, yeah, that's the way you're raised, right?
I guess. Like... I just don't like it. I think she, like, I don't think she needed Elijah to protect her when they were trapped in there. I think she could have fought Klaus equally, like he could have. But then again, my other theory is, when they're daggered, because Elijah, I would say, is probably daggered for the least amount of time. So as a vampire gets older, they get stronger. And obviously, like, the baseline for each vampire turning could be different based on how they were as a human. But when Elijah is, like, Elijah's dagger the least, so, like, is that why he's stronger, maybe? Is it because...
Personally, I don't think that's the case, but that's just my opinion.
Do you think they get stronger when they're... Do you think they're still getting stronger when they're daggered, or do you think they're frozen?
I do think they still get stronger when they're daggered. Like, Finn also says how he, like, regained consciousness while being daggered, so I definitely
Their brain is still going, but their body can't move. Their body is stuck. So, like, that's why I think maybe they stay weak.
Yeah, I think the biggest factor in that isn't necessarily that their strength stays weak, but that they never learn how to utilize it.
Well, so, they do.
Like, Klaus and Elijah get, like, a lot of experience fighting people. So they're very good at fighting people. And I think in that sense, Cole, Rebecca, and Finn just have the disadvantage because they don't have as much experience with fighting.
And before they knew they could dagger him, though, there was, like, I think that part of it is, like, but, like, what about your muscles? Like, if your muscles, like, even a desiccated vampire in general, like until you feed, like, you're not strong. So, like, I don't know if they would go back to their same strength. It's like a coma patient. Like, you're not using your muscles for so long. Like, how do you just bounce back?
Well, I think that's a vampire thing. With Elijah, we see him when he's, like, daggered at the start of the originals for pretty long time, like, not super long, but, like, when he wakes up, he's, like, all desiccated and gray, but then, like, with a single drop of blood, he instantly
Well, because he's technically dead.
But, not yeah, but, like, I think for all vampires, even if they're desiccated for a long time, like, the second that they drink blood, their body's like, okay, good to go.
Yeah, it's just all theories. I'm just curious what you think. I just feel like she's underestimated when it comes to them. But, like, again, it could just be a protection thing. It could just be, like, a gender role thing. Or,
I mean, they were raised in, like, a little village, so they were probably taught to, like, look out for their little sister, right? Protect her innocence.
It's definitely hunter and gatherer times. Like, she was probably a woman, like, inside and picking berries, and they were probably out hunting and fighting and
in Mistfall.
Well, I wouldn't quite go to the hunter gatherers because, like, we don't know how Vikings lived. But I think, especially combined with Rebecca being such a girl's girl, because, like, if she had been more of a tomboy, so to say, I think in the society that she lived, she probably would have been able to take a role as a more masculine woman, so to say. But since Rebecca naturally is very much a girl's girl, I think she also indulged in that role as, like, the little sister, maybe when she was growing up.
Her and Henrique. She did have Henrique growing up, though. So, like, she wasn't the youngest, but, yeah, youngest girl, only girl. Maybe that plays a role, too.
Yeah, I just think that maybe Rebecca would have enjoyed the display of care that would have gone hand-in-hand with them being protective
over Yeah, her. True.
Yeah, but definitely as the ages progressed, they could have, like, realized that girls can handle themselves.
Yeah, so Rebecca was, because, like, when her and Klaus in the Vampire Diaries, when they are carving their names, like, her and Klaus and Elijah's names into that cave, she's like, father wouldn't like it if you held the, like,
oh, yeah, you're right.
She does like to do that, like, she's into it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's just a little blood, toughen up, and cuts Klaus's hand. And I thought it was funny.
Yeah, actually, especially since Klaus sucked so much at well, anything hunting and all that sort of stuff as a human, she would probably see way more blood than
probably. And he didn't suck, but like he did because of Esther's necklace.
Yeah, yeah, it was Esther's spell messing with, like,
she tried to keep him weak so nobody knew about her being, about her straying off in the in the marriage. He was trying to hold, like, keep her secrets. She was awful, honestly. Even from the beginning, like, I feel like she was awful. And she's, after every, all the grief she gave him, she still chose to turn into a vampire when she had no choice but to do that. Mm-hmm. And I like how Finn's like, I respected you in your crusade because of, like, and then you go and do this. And he just, like, starts channeling them. I'm like, oh.
Wait, what?
Okay, so in season 2 of The Originals, sorry, I jump around a lot. So in season 2 of The Originals, Rebecca's like, I'm going to just give her my body. I know how we can stop her. They're trying to protect Hope. They're like, they finally get to see Hope for the first time since Rebecca's had her. They meet up with Rebecca. And Rebecca goes and says, hey, Mom, I'll take your deal. She puts the vampire blood into the glasses while Cole is talking to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that moment.
And
she's like,
and then so they turn her into a vampire, and then Finn comes along because Finn's like, where's Mom? Like, I want my mother. Like, show me she's safe, blah, 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 blah. And Klaus comes up and is like, hey, I'm going to give you these bags of blood. You need, like, this, I'm going to give you a choice. That's something you never gave us. Like, here, at least we're leaving it up to you. And I like how he says that because, like, they were all forced into this. So they, Finn comes along and he just starts channeling both Michael and Esther. And then, like, it lines up with what Klaus also says about, like, how to her in that moment, he says, like, you, as my parents, taught me exactly how I should treat you. And then Finn comes off and starts, like, just, like, using their magic because he's, like, very disappointed that she chose vampirism after all the shit that she has given.
Yeah, yeah, he was really upset
She's
about
like,
that.
He's like, I stuck by your side for you to do this and become a monster too. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I will channel your power, though.
Yeah, I'm personally not a fan of how they... Well, not a big fan of how they handled Finn. And especially, like, his change of personality, so to say. Because in Vampire Diaries, he, like, he was very much a mama's boy and was like, fuck vampires, let's all die. But the second he met Sage, he was like, fuck that. I'm going to go be with Sage.
Well, he wasn't. Yeah, and I get that. But he probably.
It's very crudely put. But like, but then like in the originals.
But he still has morals as a vampire. He's like, I only turned you because we wanted to be in love with each other. You don't just turn people as a game. Or...
Yeah, he just seems so much more as a fanatic in the originals. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure death might do that to you a little bit.
Fair enough.
And, like, he says to Elijah, like, you were daggered for a century. I mean, for, like, decades. I was daggered for centuries. Like, do you know what that did to me? Like, ongoing torture in his brain.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have done so much with Finn, but in the end, he was just used as, like... We need an original to die.
Yeah, and then Cole was like the second backup one every time.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sad. Even like when they only bring him back for the werewolf fight. I mean, for like the upgraded werewolf.
Yeah, that was so silly. Like, really?
And then he's all of a sudden involved in Always and Forever. And I'm like, but I think that had more to do with Freya than anything and their love for Freya. But still, it was just like... Very, like, felt wrong.
Yeah, I think all of the siblings very much had a strained relationship with Finn.
With the exception of Freya, who wasn't still there.
Yeah, yeah, like... Because, yeah. Like, once Freya was taken, Michael also changed as a father.
Yeah,
so
and Finn says that.
Finn grew up very differently from them as a young child.
100. his first 5 years, and he wanted, like, he's the only one who got to see.
He actually had a functional family for a while.
He was the only one who got to see both sides of Michael as well, before Freya and after Freya, because Elijah was still in utero, and none of the other siblings were alive yet, obviously, if Elijah wasn't. And I just find it, and I think that probably is part of the reason why he is the way he is. He lost the siblings he really did care about, and then had all these siblings that were like, he just probably, and saw his dad change after all these siblings, and
yeah, he just never really got his happy family back, right? Like,
and I'm sure that's hard for like a 5 or 6 or 7 year old. How much, I don't know the age difference between Freya and Finn, but
Well, we see him as a child, right? It was like 4 or 5.
Well, yeah, because I think they actually say that Freya is 5 when she's taken.
Yeah, then it was probably like 3 or 4.
That's crazy. I'm surprised he remembers that then.
Well, your earliest memories start around the age of 2 or 3.
I think it's 3, usually.
Yeah, it depends on the person.
But traumatic events stand out more than non-traumatic events. You either like only remember those, or you block those out.
Yeah, it's probably also the case that like he probably doesn't remember the moment itself very clearly, but through retelling and recontextualizing, and also just that feeling sticking with you.
Yeah.
Like the feeling of your family being ripped apart and nothing ever being the same, even if you don't remember the moment itself, it's gonna stick with you.
Watch some lady come and take your child, like your best friend.
Yeah,
that's gonna stick with you. Honestly, I'm surprised. I'm actually not surprised, because he probably had a really close connection with Freya, and then his only friend is gone, and then his mother's a really bad person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was also really interesting for me to see Michael with Freya, and. Also really sad to then see how different he is with the other siblings, and also specifically Rebecca.
Yeah, like, and how he, well, he does say, well, Rebecca was always my favorite, but like, he doesn't treat her very well. I mean, he like, him and
Clearly it wasn't well enough to prevent her from hating him, so.
The fact that him and Klaus like actually work together for their daughters, for Freya, for a daughter that he's, he knew for 5 years, not her whole life, like 17 to 20, seven, like 16, 17 years, whatever. And you knew Freya for 5, and you're just like going to drop everything and work with your arch nemesis to protect her.
Yeah, I really wish we'd seen some sort of reaction to that from Rebecca. Like, just in general, I wish we'd seen a little bit more of how the other siblings felt about certain events.
They did. A lot of the focus was Klaus, because he's just...
Yeah, he's the main character, so it's natural.
I know it's about the originals, but it's really not.
It's really about Klaus.
He was just, I mean, and not that the other originals aren't great, but Klaus is just, obviously, he was a fan favorite. He brought their ratings up in the Vampire Diaries by a lot. He was a savage.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I got into the Vampire Diaries was Klaus, so.
I can see that. I didn't even know. So I watched it in 2009 when it first came out. And I only watched the first season. I didn't watch it again until a couple years ago. And I really needed it at that point in my life. It had a lot of synchronicities with my life that it wouldn't have necessarily had if I had finished watching it back then. But the second I saw Klaus, I was like, all right, well, my friend was like, he actually has his own spinoff. I'm like, really? Oh, I gotta see this.
I sort of watched it because my mom watched it. But I wasn't really into it until Klaus came on the screen. I was like, ooh, this person's interesting.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he's great enough to get his own spinoff. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I think within the Vampire Diaries, Klaus would have worked less well also without Rebecca.
Yeah.
Like, I love how she, like, since this is still a talk about Rebecca.
I don't really see it. Somehow I always get on the topic of Klaus. I don't know. What it is.
It's because he's such a central character. Yes. But like, Rebecca does, she's like a very good glue within the family. Like, because she has a good relationship with basically all the siblings, right? Except for Finn.
Even Finn.
Because like, she's codependent with Klaus. She has like a good natured big brother, little sister relationship with Elijah. And she has like a partner in crime relationship with Cole.
Yes. I think a lot of them do. But I think that she doesn't have like a bad relationship with Finn as either. I just don't think there was much of time for her to have a relationship.
Yeah.
I think that she has the most positive, other than Freya, obviously, but like out of the Michaelsons that were turned, I think that she has mm-hmm. probably the best relationship with Finn, which still isn't much, but I think she's not
probably
not
yeah.
as hateful as the other ones are towards him. And I think that she is in some ways like her, like a mother figure.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she doesn't really seem like it, but I think she's like loving like a mother. And Michael uh-huh. says like fathers, like mothers love their children, fathers
make them
strong. Yeah, or something like that, he says. And and I think that she does love her siblings, even Finn, to a certain degree.
Yeah, I think so too.
In that sense. I know she's not like very like, she's like the baby sister and not like a mother, but I think she's just protective and loving, more like a female. You would.
I do think for Klaus that after he like killed his mother, that Rebecca was the first person with whom he looked for that acceptance, so to say, that he lost from his mother.
Yes,
because like essentially he kept looking again and again for that acceptance that he lost, right? And I think Rebecca was the first person with whom he looked for that, and which is also why he's so codependent with her.
Yeah, I agree. I think so too. And even like when you first see Rebecca, I get like really weird vibes about Klaus. I don't know why, because when you first like the 1920s episode, he's like, you're my, like, you have to come with me. You're my sister. You have to listen to me. And I'm like, that's weird. But I think that's where it comes from, honestly. And I don't know if that's how it was in the 1920s, like if brothers were like that with their sisters or not, but
I don't think Klaus would have really cared if it was or not.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was the norm or not, is what I'm saying, though, I guess. And I just think, I was just like, that's weird, but I think it really comes from, didn't have a great relationship with his mother. His mother made him weak. His mother acted like he was special, but didn't really care about him. Only cared about keeping her secret. Didn't let him see his father, who was actually a great dad, and had Michael raise him and beat him and torture him for her own self-protection, like for her own reasons. And it was really, and I think
selfish.
I think he tried to like control Rebecca because he like was trying to make up for not having a relationship with his own mother in some way with her. And Michael says when he sees Marcel for the first time, Michael says like, oh, that girl reminds, like, because Rebecca and Marcel are finally allowed to be together and they're kissing, and Rebecca leaves and he's like, oh, that girl just reminds me so much of my wife as a young girl.
Yeah.
And so, like, there must be similarities to Rebecca and Esther that Klaus, like, can feel and relate to and wants to use her for that. They're all super codependent and like, a mesh.
Yeah, it's so unhealthy. Holy shit.
It's crazy. And, like, when and it's interesting that Cole and Rebecca try to, like, and they do obviously try to, like, break free earlier, but, like, they really start to break free more. So after, like you said, after they were human. And
since you say how they like try to sort of break free from the always and forever, like I do think that, so Elijah was the first child after Freya was taken, right? So
yes.
Michael was still reeling from that, probably in his like worst phase. Then you get Klaus, who Michael was initially like happy about. But that quickly sours, and so the other two are born, I think, while he is still happy with Klaus. But then that quickly changes into, like, Klaus being abused by Michael, which, for Elijah, who then takes, like, the role of the older sibling, since I don't imagine Finn was really doing that. So he gets, like, a really tight, codependent relationship with Klaus as, like, the protective sibling.
He feels so guilty in the moment. Like, he says that, too. Uh-huh. He feels guilty. And I think that's why it's so sad, though. He has no, like, identity of his own. He even has to die with Klaus in the end.
Yeah, that was just bad writing.
That was horrible. Like, I really wanted a Caroline Klaus ending, but we won't talk about that.
I mean,
we can though, if you really want to. I'm just saying, like, they didn't give that, they didn't do that for us, because for a couple of reasons, but one of them being Stefan. And I'm like, that is not, like, he died on their wedding day, which was only a wedding to get Catherine Lurk.
Yeah, that whole wedding was,
Caroline deserved a fucking wedding.
Yeah,
for
she
a queen. Like, she was one of those girls who thought about her wedding her whole life. Like, Klaus would have given her that. Klaus would have not killed himself that day. I think he would 1,000%.
I think he would eventually.
Oh.
You know, like, I can never imagine, like, Klaus and Caroline being, like, super fluffy domestic. But I can imagine them being this sort of throughout the ages couple. And I think if he knows that it's important to Caroline, he would at some point...
He saw Caroline like, for everything that she was. Like, he saw her in Miss... Like, when he's for Miss Mystic Falls, like, he was... I think he was into it and just... He was very, like, I know. Like, he knows... He knew everything about her. He literally declared that he would wait for her however long it takes. He would have given her anything.
Oh boy. Now I want to talk more about this, but time.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have to go?
I do kind
of. That's fine. We covered everything with Rebecca. Anyways, we're getting off topic. Is there anything really quickly that you wanted to say about Rebecca? Or
I think in a way, Rebecca was just like the heart of the family. Like the actual heart, like the emotional heart of the family. And I just love
I think so too. I would agree.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all I have to say too, and I really appreciate you being here. It means so much.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So if you ever want to talk about Klaus and Caroline more though, I'm more than up for that too.
I am, yes, of course. Anything, honestly. Let me know when you're free and we can start something.
Sure. Bye.
Bye. See you guys next Friday.